الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، we have today a lesson studying about a noble companion from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this noble companion here is very special and has many, many great virtues. And we see that this noble companion, it is the mother of the believers, Khadijatu bintu Khuwaylid, Umul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha, radiyallahu anha. And we have some benefits from the work of Al-Imam Al-Dhahabi rahimahullahu ta'ala in his book entitled Siyar Alam al-Nubala, the biographies of the noble and the righteous, the biographies of the noble and the righteous. And he mentioned rahimahullahu ta'ala about Khadija. He says that she was Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alamin fi zamaniha. Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alamin fi zamaniha. That she was the best. She was the best of all of the women in her time. The best of the women in her time while she was alive, radiyallahu anha, was Khadija bintu Khuwaylid. She was the most virtuous of all of the women alive in her time, radiyallahu anha. And she is known as Al-Qasim, Al-Qasim. We know who Al-Qasim is? Al-Qasim, which is the first son of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is Abu Al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha, she is Al-Qasim, Ibnatu Khuwaylid, Ibn Asad, Ibn Abdul Uzza, Ibn Qusay, Ibn Kilab. Ibn Kilab. This is her chain back to Qusay, or her lineage. This is her lineage back to Qusay. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lineage goes back to Qusay. And therefore, she is Al-Qurashiyya. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Qurashi. Both of them are from the tribe of Quraysh. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Hashimi, from the tribe of Hashim, and she is Asadiyya, from the tribe of Bani Asad, from the tribe of Bani Asad, because her father is Khuwaylid ibn Asad. So she is Asadiyya, from the tribe of Bani Asad. As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father is Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim, and his tribe is Bani Hashim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all of them go back here too. Both of their tribes go back to Qusay ibn Kilab. And all of this lineage goes back to Fihr, and also back to Nadr, which has been mentioned that one of them is Quraysh. From the biography of Khadija radiallahu anha is that she was born in Mecca, and she was born in obviously a very noble tribe, and she had a very noble household, and she was known for her lineage in Mecca and amongst Quraysh. She was known for coming from a virtuous family. And likewise, whenever she got older, radiallahu anha, she was also a businesswoman. And she had lots of wealth. And she was known for her wealth. And she was also known for her business trades. And she used to have lots of caravans that's going back and forth from Medina and Mecca specifically. Also to Sham and the likes, there were caravans that she would pay for, and she would have men work for her, and she would send with them money, and they would purchase goods and items that they would use as a business to sell and to gain profit. And she would have caravans going from Mecca to Medina a lot, and she was well known for this affair. She was well known for her lineage, and also she was well known for her tijara and for her trade and her business. And even sometimes her business was up with the best of the businessmen. And her efforts in trading was very beneficial and good for her. Radiallahu anha, she was known for that. Before she married the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was married twice. Both times to men of noble lineage from the Arab. Both times to men of noble lineage from the Arab. After being married twice and her husband's passing, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he married her. And this was after she had heard about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his trustworthiness and his honesty. And she had requested that he would go on a business journey for her, and she sent along with him her servant. What was his name? Maysara. MashaAllah. We remember. She sent along with him Maysara, and he went to Sham sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he was young, in his 20s. And whenever he was young in his 20s, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before prophethood, he went with Maysara on that journey, and he went with the money of Khadija. And whenever they were on the journey, Maysara, he seen so many good manners and characteristics and traits and honesty and trustworthiness and nobility from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they came back, he told all of that to Khadija radiallahu anha, and she wanted to marry him. And she wanted to marry him. And then at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is about 25 years old. And it's mentioned that likewise, Khadija radiallahu anha, she is about 40 years old about at this time. So between them is approximately 15 years difference. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he married her at this time. He married her at this time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was very kind to him and very nice to him. And they had a great bond and a great relationship. And she used to help him a lot, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she would provide for him and spend on him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his wealth. And likewise, he would use her wealth to get money and to do business on her behalf. Radiallahu anha. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received prophethood, and he had that great and amazing experience in the cave of Hira, and he was afraid, and he came running home. He ran home to the house of Khadija, to his home with Khadija, radiallahu anha, and she comforted him, and she helped him, and she believed in him, and she believed in him. So here we see that she is the first one to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Absolutely. We have learned in our previous classes that the first man to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first man to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr. The first man is Abu Bakr, and the first woman, Khadija radiallahu anha. That's the point. And the first boy, Ali, and the first freed slave, Zayd. Ahsan. Zayd who? Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha. Naam. And the first slave, Bilal ibn Rabah. Radiallahu anhum. So here, al-Dhahabi, he mentioned about Khadija, al Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha, Ummu Awladi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great virtue, that she is the mother of the children of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one thing that we want to talk about. And likewise, she is the first one to believe in him before everybody else. the first one to believe in him before everybody else. And she is the one who kept the Prophet firm whenever he came running home, whenever the revelation first came to him and he was afraid and he was scared. And she comforted him, radiallahu anha, and she kept him safe and she reaffirmed him. Kala wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. He said, I swear by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. Then she affirmed him and she reassured him and she helped him and aided him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, she took him to her uncle, whose name was Waraqah. Naam. Waraqah. His name was Waraqah ibn Nawfal. MashaAllah. Ahsanti. MashaAllah. Ahsanti. So this was all from the fact that she believed in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she knew good from him. And she affirmed him and reassured him. And she took him to her uncle, who she knows has knowledge of the affairs of what he mentioned, of what he had seen in the cave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she is the mother of his children. Who are his children? Al-Qasim and Abdullah and Ruqayya and Zainab and Kulthum and Fatima radiallahu anhunna. So Qasim, he died early, and likewise Abdullah. But Ruqayya and Zainab and Kulthum and Fatima radiallahu anhunna, they all lived. Along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and made hijrah with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they all died in his lifetime likewise, except for Fatima. She died after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anha. So therefore, Khadija, she is the mother of the children of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she is the first one to believe in him before everybody else. And she is the one who comforted him and aided him and supported him and reassured him and helped him. And she is the one who took him to Waraqah to get more information about this affair. And she has many virtues. And she has many virtues. Al-Dhahabi, he says, وَهِيَ مِمَّنْ كَمُلَ مِنَ النِّسَىٰ. And she is from those women who have been perfected, and that was very, very good and upright and noble. وَكَانَتْ عَقِيلَةً جَرِيدَةً دَيِّنَةً مَسُونَةً كَرِيمَةً. And she was intelligent. Some of the beautiful traits about Khadija radiallahu anha, عَقِيلَة. She has intelligence. She had intelligence. She used to think and reflect and ponder and think about affairs. A person who has got aql, somebody who has intellect, somebody who uses their mind and uses their brains to think before they speak and before they act, and they look at what one is best and which one is most beneficial and which one is harmful and which one is not good, and the likes like this, and which one is just and which one is correct and right and which one is wrong and which one is oppression. The person who has aql like this, he thinks like this, and then he moves based upon intelligence. And the person likewise who has aqil, he's not tried by desires. He uses his mind and intellect to save him from desires and save him from misguidance and oppression. So she was described like this. She was aqila, radiallahu anha, jalila, very noble. Dayina, she was religious, meaning she was somebody who was pious and righteous. And she worshipped Allah. Masuna, and also she was somebody who protected her honor and protected her chastity. And he's, and this is the way of a Muslim woman. She has to be masuna. Masuna. She has to be kareema, jareela. Masuna meaning she's going to protect herself. Afifa. She wants to be chaste. She's not going to expose herself to strange men and talk to strange men and wear clothing that you can see the shape and the likes like this. This is not the way of the righteous women. Khadija, she wasn't like that. She was masuna, radiallahu anha. And she was somebody who protected her honor and her chastity, and likewise the honor of her family and her husband as well. And she had many good and noble traits, and she was nice. And she was nice, radiallahu anha. And here comes a really great benefit. He said, rahimahullah, wa hiya min ahlil jannah. And she is from the people of paradise. And she was from the people of paradise. And you will see some narrations about this. Khadija, she's from the people of paradise, radiyallahu anha. Wa kana nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuthni alayha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to praise her a whole lot. He used to praise her a whole lot. He used to mention her a whole lot. Wa yufadhiruha ala sa'iri ummahati al-mu'minin. And he used to show preference to her over the rest of the mothers of the believers. Wa yubaligu fi ta'zimiha. And he used to really, really speak about her a whole lot and praise her a whole lot and do many, many good things with regards to her. And he didn't forget about the favor and the help that she gave him and the good relationship that they had even after she died. He didn't forget about that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this has been mentioned by Aisha radiallahu anha. And we know that Aisha, she was the most beloved wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her time. Whenever she was from the wives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was the most beloved and nearest to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet did not marry her until after Khadija died. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never married a woman before Khadija and not after Khadija so long as she was alive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never married a woman before Khadija. It was his first wife. And even while she was alive, he never married another woman at all. He didn't have a relationship with any other women while she was alive, radiallahu anha, because of the great love he had for her and the respect he had for her. And it wasn't until after she died, that he remarried, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see that the first woman he remarried to was Sauda bint Zam'ah, radiallahu anha. We will discuss that story, insha'Allah ta'ala. Right now, we want to discuss about Khadija and about how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention her and how much he loved her and how much he would praise her, even till the extent that Aisha radiallahu anha, who was not even married to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Khadija was alive, she was jealous of her. She had jealousy of her, like the women have jealousy for their husband. And it has been narrated by al-Bukhari and Muslim that Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, ma ghirtu ala imra'atin lin-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ghirtu ala Khadija, halakat qabla an yatazawwajani. She said that I was never jealous of any woman of the women of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way I was jealous of Khadija, and she died before he even married me. Most of the time, if somebody's going to be, they're going to have like jealousy or this feeling of love and reverence for the husband is going to be from the wife that's alive with her. Now, he's going to be some days with this wife and some days with that wife. So maybe the wife will have some feeling that, you know, that this love and honor and maybe jealousy and the likes like that will come to her heart. And this is something that Allah has created in the women, and it's something that is known. But Khadija, but Aisha radiallahu anha, she's saying that that I never was even jealous like this over any of the women of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way I was with Khadija, and she died before he even married me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She explains why. لِمَا كُنْتُ أَسْمَعُهُ يَذْكُرُهَا لِمَا كُنْتُ أَسْمَعُهُ يَذْكُرُهَا. Because I used to hear him always mentioning her. He's always mentioning her and praising her and talking about her. He said, radiallahu anha, وَأَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُبَشِّرَهَا بِبَيْتٍ مِنْ قَصَبٍ مِنْ بَيْتٍ مِنْ قَصَبٍ يعني فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah, he commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give Khadija the glad tidings of a house of qasab in paradise. Do you know what qasab is? The house of qasab in paradise. Al-qasab is al-lu'lu, al-mujawwaf, al-wasi'. It is a huge, huge, huge hollowed out pearl that's very, very vast and wide. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give her glad tidings of a house in Jannah that is made of pearl, that is very big and huge. This was what is mentioned for Khadija, and this is likewise from her virtues. Also, it has come, لا سخب فيه ولا نصب, that there you will never in that house in paradise, you will never find anybody screaming or raising their voice, and there will never be, and you're never going to get tired, and you're never going to get tired. And you're never going to get tired. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ used to say about Khadija, that she's going to have. And then after this, likewise, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, وَإِنْ كَانَ لَيَذْبَحُ الشَّاتَ فَيُهْدِي مِنْ خَلَائِرِهَا مِنْ خَلَائِرِهَا مِنْهَا مَا يَسَعُهُنَّ. And likewise, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to slaughter a sheep. He used to slaughter a sheep, and then he would cut it up in different parts, and then he would go to the friends of Khadija and he would give it all in charity to them. And he would slaughter a sheep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he want to give all the meat for charity, and he would go specifically to the friends of Khadija and he would give it to them. And because those are the ones who Khadija, she used to have friendship with, and that she used to like and love them. So the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept that ties for her, and for the sake of Allah, and those who were beloved to Khadija, he kept doing good to them, and doing good to them, remembering Khadija, and the good time, and the relationship that they had before, until it carried on, and he continued, even after her death, radiallahu anha, to do good to her friends, and those whom she liked. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would spend money for this, and he would be kind to her friends. And this is from what is called Husnu al-Ahd. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Husnu al-Ahdi min al-Iman. That having good relations and remembering the good that someone has done to you before, not forgetting the good that others have done for you. If people have done good for you in the deen or in the dunya and the likes, and they're nice to you and you have good relationships with them, and they're kind to you and they helped you in the past, you don't forget that. You don't forget that. Rather, you respect that and you honor that and you show thanks for that. Even after the person dies, you will continue to remember that good that they have done. You will continue to remember the good that they have done, and you will honor that and respect that. And this is from faith. And this is from sincere faith. Even it's been mentioned about this affair here of Husnu al-Ahd and having good relationships and being kind and remembering the virtue and the goodness people have done in the past and not forgetting that, is what Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned that one time there was a woman, an old woman who came to their house to visit the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever the woman came to Aisha's house and she's looking for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, who is this? She said, Ana Juthama al-Muzaniya. And the Prophet heard her name, Juthama. Juthama doesn't have a good name, but this was her name. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he heard who it was, he became very happy. It's an old woman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Bal anti Hassana al-Muzaniya. You're not Juthama, you're Hassana. Hassana, the really nice one and the really good one. You're not Juthama, you're Hassana al-Muzaniya. And he became very, very happy, and he said, and he went to her and he was like, Kaifa haluki, kaifa al-umur, kaifa anti, mada hasala ba'dana, how are you, how is everything, what happened to you, I haven't seen you in so long, what happened after we left Mecca, is everything good? She said, oh yeah, we're good, everything's good, alhamdulillah, like this. And then after that, they talked and then they left. And Aisha, radiallahu anha, she was like, who is this old woman you're being so nice to? You're going to be so nice to an old woman like that? Who is that? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this woman, she used to visit us whenever Khadija was alive. This is Khadija's friend. She used to visit us whenever Khadija was alive in Mecca. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was nice to her because that was Khadija's friend. That was Khadija's friend, radiallahu anha. No? Huh? It has a bad meaning. Jathama is like a nightmare. Al-Jutham is a nightmare, something bad like that. So sometimes the Arabs, they used to give their children hard names and bad names. Why did the Arabs used to give their children bad names? Like they would name his child Sakhr. Sakhr is like a hard rock. Or they'll name his son, his name, they'll call him Harb. Harb is like war. They called him war. Or they called him al-hazan. Al-hazan is like sad and hard and harsh, like this. Why did they, the Arabs used to do that? Because they used to have so much ignorance amongst themselves, they used to always fight each other. They used to fight each other. And they this tribe would fight that tribe, and that tribe would fight that tribe, and they're always fighting each other. So they used to call their children like these really harsh names and say, this is for our enemies. His name is Shadid. He's going to tear up the enemy. His name is Harb. He's going to fight the Bani so-and-so like this. So they used to have really bad names. That had the like, harsh meetings because they wanted to fight their enemies with and the different tribes and the likes like that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he sensed somebody having a bad name, he would change it. Somebody came to him one time and said, he said, what is your name? He said, Hazan. And he means harsh and hard. Hard. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but anta sad. You're not hard, you're easy. You're easy, sad. Like that, and he would change the names to good names, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here in this narration, he's being nice to her. But anti Hassana, rather, you're nice and good. You're nice and good, like that. And to make her feel good. And this is the way of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say words to make people feel happy and feel nice, but he wouldn't be lying, though. But he wouldn't be lying, though, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The point here is that this is because he loved Khadija so much. Because he loved Khadija so much, even after she died, radiallahu anha, if he met some of her friends, then he would be nice to them. And if even some of her friends that she had before, he would give charity to them. And he would keep relationships with them. Yani to show the good love and the remembrance that he had like this for Khadija. For Khadija, radiallahu anha. So Khadija, she had a great, great, great place in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he loved her. And one thing that's mentioned about her is that she was a very good friend. She was a very good friend. He never married anyone before her or anyone during her time, and it wasn't until after she had died radiallahu anha that he married somebody else. And mentioning about this, Al-Dhahabi, he said, فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ نِعْمَ الْقَرِينَ نِعْمَ الْقَرِينَ. Al-Qareen is a companion. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never sought another wife during her lifetime because she was the best companion. She was a good friend. And this is the way the husband and the wife should be. Following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should be friends. They should be friends. And they should communicate together, and they should help each other and love each other for the sake of Allah, and cooperate upon piety and righteousness, and advise each other and reassure each other and help each other and direct each other. And this is good. فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ نِعْمَ الْقَرِينَ. He never married anyone during her time because she was such a good companion and a good friend. الْقَرِينَ يَعْنِي صَاحِبَ. She was a good companion, a good friend. وَكَانَتْ تُنْفِقُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهَا وَيَتَّجِرُ هُوَ لَهَا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And she used to spend on him from her wealth. She used to spend on him, رضي الله عنها, from her wealth. And he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to do business and the likes with the wealth that she had. And this is the mother of the believers, Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. It's been mentioned by Al-Hakim that she died 3 days after Abi Talib, and this was in the 10th year after the Mab'ath of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after this year, now there are some amazing events that are about to occur in the biography and in the prophetic seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.